Good morning. This is Rhonda.
Hi, good morning, Rhonda. It's Mark Downey here at Charlotte FM. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. So, Rhonda, you're the executive director of Nature's Backpack. Can you tell us a little bit of what Nature's Backpack is all about?
Nature's Backpack is a land-based learning center in Charlotte County. It's located on 350 acres of Ganong Nature Park in St. Stephen. And we run summer camps and a forest daycare program called the Wild Wee One.
Okay.
And that program is for ages 3 to 5. And on Friday, we have Earthworks program for ages 6 to 12, which is connected with the schools.
Okay.
And we also have other school programs as well. Everything that we do is rooted in the outdoors. And the kids, they explore, they build forts, they climb trees. And we just do a lot of land-based connecting to the land and learning about plants and nature, what lives in the ocean, and exploring.
So that's basically what makes your program typically a little different from other camps and daycares. It's all about nature.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're outside the majority of the time. The only times we come inside is in inclement weather. So we go outside whether it's raining or snowing, if it's cold, if it's hot. We just learn how to deal with the weather. And so we're outside really busy playing, which we just follow the kids' curiosity. Yeah, the land does a lot of the teaching for us, and there's lots to learn. We learn through the seasons. Everything is sensory-based, which is what or how the kids learn is through their senses and grounding in real life.
Sounds like this is very important to you. Why is that?
Throughout my experience with working with kids, I've noticed that there's a big disconnect with nature. And I think that's really what's missing in our society. So our brains are actually wired to be part of nature. Mm. And since kids also learn through sensory, being out in nature, there's lots of sensory. So through that, being disconnected from nature, we're seeing a lot of disconnect in our community. We're seeing a disconnect with each other. We're seeing a disconnect with ourselves. And so in that, it's actually rising anxiety. You're seeing more kids have anxiety. You're
right.
Seeing kids have more mental illnesses and more developmental challenges in children. We believe that learning to connect back with the land and be part of nature is the solution to that. So we're seeing also with the kids that are dysregulated or having anxiety that when they spend time outdoors, they calm down, they light up, they become engaged, and basically they remember that they're kids again and they start to have fun.
Well, there's no better place to get back to nature than to head to the Ganong Nature Park. That's where you're based from, is that correct?
That is correct. We're within the Ganong Nature Park, and we have a yurt out here. So we have a little alcove here where it's our space that we have, and we usually are out of the yurt for most of the year.
Oh, nice. Now, can any child join?
We welcome all children from all walks of life. We do our best to accommodate, create the equal access to our community. However, sometimes we don't have the support that is needed by some members, but we're working on that.
Okay. Awesome.
We also try to remove financial barriers, so some spots are bursary supported. We also, through our partnership with Ganong Nature Park, you can visit their website and make a donation to Nature's Backpack so that we can make big access for more families to come into our programs. We also have, I'm just going to do a little plug here,
sure.
But we have an open house for our forest school daycare.
You beat me to it because I was just going to mention that. I'm on your Facebook page right now and I see you have this open house this Friday.
Oh, good. We're on the same wavelength there.
So tell everybody about the open house once again. What time is it, by the way?
It's at 5:30 on Friday, and it's to get a glimpse on what we do here, to see the facilities that we have out here at Ganong Nature Park, and to meet some of the teachers that will be looking after the kids as well. Just get a little taste of what it's like to come to Nature's Backpack.
Very nice. Yeah, once again, you do have a Facebook page. I see you do have a website as well, naturesbackpack.ca. You can probably get more details as well right at the Ganong Nature Park if anybody wants to stop in, I would assume.
Yeah, absolutely. Best place to get the information is our Facebook page. It's
okay.
Pretty active, and Instagram, which is just Nature's Backpack if you're looking for us, and our website as well. We are like updating our website, so some of the things might be outdated at this point, but we're working on that too.
Okay. No, very good. Well, Rhonda, thanks for taking the time to have a little chat with us, and hopefully we'll get lots of people to you at that Hope and House as well.
Great. Thank you for having me on the air.
Thanks, Rhonda.